you know, in life, timing is everything, and it's good for me to step out and let some other guys have a chance to serve the city.
In a written statement, Councilman Larry B. Johnson announced he would not seek re-election after a decade in the District 4 seat. That district includes Cordova Park, East Pensacola Heights, and a portion of East Hill.
We've had a good run. I think Pensacola is in a different place than it was 10 years ago. We've been real happy with the success and the direction our city is in now. And so it's just time to move on. I mean, it hasn't been perfect, but we've had some successes and we're real proud of them.
Among those successes, a domestic partner registry at a time before same-sex couples won the right to marry, Bayfront Stadium and the resurrection of downtown, going to a mayor-council form of government, and a couple of environmental achievements, a recycling program, and improved water quality at Bayou Tahar.
I did not see dolphins in Bayou Tahar 10 years ago. In the last 3 or 4 years, we've seen them, and I think the public's seen them. And when you have wildlife reentering this bayou, that's a positive sign.
But despite those and other accomplishments, Johnson says in the past couple of years, one or two other council members have, in his words, lost sight of their mission and have placed self-interest and political vendettas ahead of the greater good.
I'm just tired of these long meetings that nothing gets accomplished. We got one council person right now that just really talks an awful lot, more than probably the other six council persons combined.
You know, he's not specific in terms of what he's talking about, so I can only assume that I may be one of the persons he's referring to that he does not like.
While Johnson isn't naming names, one of his most vocal rivals has been Council Vice President Sherry Myers.
The remarks he makes about me, he's entitled to make, but what really, really hurts me is how he's treated the public. I feel that his comments toward the public on numerous occasions has been very inappropriate.
Myers also points to a note from Johnson to former City Hall employee Lila Cox, who was fired by Mayor Ashton Hayward in 2014, that recommended council members' remarks be limited to 2 minutes.
I'm just going to do the work that I think needs to be done on behalf of the citizens, and I am going to be vocal about it. And if that doesn't suit some people, then maybe they shouldn't be serving on a governmental body.
As for Councilman Larry B. Johnson's political future, he says everything is on the table, including a possible run for mayor.
I have gone down and picked up the paperwork to file to run for mayor. We're going to sit back for a week or two and talk to people I respect, and I'm going to take a look at my political future. I've had people talk to me about county commission and the state house seat that Frank White is moving on now to run for attorney general.
So far, the only candidate to file for the City Council District 4 seat is Pensacola businessman Jared Moore, a political rookie who now serves on the city's planning board. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.